Because historically, it's hard for us to know, hard for us to comment upon anything that happened. The second source that it would have been possible to know something from is Josephus. And Josephus, who was a contemporary and who wrote a number of great historic works, the Antiquities of the Jews, the Wars of the Jews, Contra Appian, I'll discuss with you Josephus when we discuss the war. Josephus was friends with Agrippa, and apparently much of the information that he got for his books he obtained firsthand from Agrippa and others. The books of Josephus were gone over by the Catholic Church. And so there is a great deal of Christological references in them, but most scholars are in agreement that they are not original with Josephus. In other words, the books have been tampered with. And therefore, it is hard for us to know what the book said. And the references, the Christological references which exist in Josephus, it's difficult for us to determine if they're historically accurate. It's difficult for us to determine whether Josephus ever wrote them. In the Christian world itself, there has been for centuries great disputes regarding the origin of the church. There are radical theologians who say that Jesus never existed, that he himself is an allegory, which is probably the mito coneged mito. The ultimate thrust is that he himself is an allegory. From the Talmud, it's apparent that he existed, but as I mentioned to you before, it's also apparent in the Talmud that he did not exist at the time that they say that he existed. He existed earlier, and that this group of Jewish pacifists, messianic pacifists, built up this person into the Messiah and then into the Son of God, etc. I'm going to talk about it now. The difficulty, therefore, of giving an accurate historic portrait is well known, and we find very little written about him. In the later years, in our century, there have been professors at the Hebrew University, Klausner especially, who have devoted a great deal of study to the matter and have come up with all sorts of theories and books, but there's no one to say that their theories and books are any more accurate than anyone else's. It is all theories. What we do know is that during that period of time, there were a sect of Jews that were called Essenes, named after their founder, a man called Esai. The name Esai appears often in the Mishnah and the Talmud. It was a common name. In English and Greek, they were called Essenes. Now, they were very observant Jews. They were so observant that they went off the deep end in their search for bodily and spiritual purification. They were celibate. They never married. That's where the idea of celibacy enters Christianity at its earliest stage, that a holy person is someone that does not marry. Marriage by itself is a defilement. They were people who immersed themselves in the mikveh many, many times during the day. And that's where baptism comes into the Christian church. In fact, John the Baptist was undoubtedly a member of the Essenes sect, and the description in the New Testament of his having baptized Jesus in the River Jordan is the description of how the Essenes behaved and how a new member was inducted into their group by being tovel in a mikveh in the river, in the sea, etc.